attack I mentioned in Kenya came at the Manda Bay Airfield in Kenya. Al-Shabaab, apparently the perpetrators, a Muslim extremist group. I know you're shocked to hear that. At least one serviceman killed and two civilians. Apparently some aircraft destroyed as well. Joining me here on the program today as we roll into January, Dr. Tom Borelli. He's a contributor with America's Voice News, a TV commentator, former science fellow for the U.S. House of Representatives. Tom, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Good to have you here. How have you been?
Great. And you?
I've been very well, thank you. All right, so let's look at what's going on with, let's start with the killing of General Soleimani. Clearly, the Democrats think that keeping terrorist generals alive is better foreign policy than killing those that have killed hundreds of Americans and are targeting more American military personnel and civilians with future plans. The Democrats apparently think it's a good idea to keep these folks alive. Your thoughts?
Well, Democrats clearly are desperate. Anything that President Trump does is bad, and now they're really pushing the envelope by really supporting terrorism over the American people. I mean, it's surely outrageous. But again, they just put politics before people. They've been doing it for a long time now. This is just another example.
Well, and you look at it, but it's a shocking example. The Democrats basically are defending terrorists, are defending Iranian generals, are defending those that hate America. And you look at AOC calls the president a monster. You've got these other members of Congress saying he's triggering World War III. I don't remember that when Barack Obama dropped more than 26,000 bombs on nine different countries in 2016 alone. That was just 2016, 26,000 bombs. Hellfire missiles, all of it. I don't remember these complaints then, do you?
No, I do not. But, of course, it's only a one-way street with the Democrats. And I think the American people and your listeners really need to focus on is that President Trump is really demonstrating real leadership. A real leader identifies a problem before it happens and eliminates the risk. Now, if we rewound the videotape and went back to former President Bill Clinton, remember, he had an opportunity at least a couple of times to kill Osama bin Laden, and he called off one of the strikes for sure. And what happened after that? Thousands of lives and trillions of dollars were lost because Bill Clinton wasn't focused on a long-range plan for the American people. President Trump is. President Trump is a leader.
It's a great point you make there. Osama bin Laden was allowed to live. And how did that pay back? You know, how did that come back? In spades against us, obviously. But I sit here and I wonder what goes through the mind of a Democratic candidate. You know, defending America and protecting Americans is popular in America with Americans. Pretty simple stuff here. If you defend Americans, America likes it. If you defend America, Americans like it. It kind of goes both ways, doesn't it, Doctor?
Well, absolutely. It is an American first agenda yet again. And the Democrats are just politically desperate because President Trump has done a tremendous job. Whatever it is, they seize on any opportunity to try to undermine the man. And then the Democrats are complaining, why didn't he give the Democrats advance notice? What are you going to tell Adam Schiff, who's been trying to impeach him for the last few months? Adam Schiff, who leaks and lies every moment of the day? You can't trust these people, and President Trump made the right decision for the American people, for the American citizens, for our future.
Yeah, and quite simply made, if you want war with us, we will take you out. That's the warning being put forth, and of course you've got all of these Democrats running around. That's a war crime. He's threatening a war. Listen, it's rhetorical, it's Twitter, it's nothing until something happens. Are we supposed to take out cultural icons? No, we're not. That was not something we're supposed to do, but the president said all options are on the table is what he's saying. And again, defending America and Americans against terrorism is a very popular thing with Americans in America. And the Democrats once again demonstrate how out of touch they truly are, in my estimation.
No, Steve, you're absolutely right. They, you know, they live on the liberal left-wing coast, and they view the world, and they're all suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. Again, anything he does, they have to be against. And just, you know, and it's really sad and twisted because this actually makes us less safe because the Democrats are continually, you know, attacking the president. They impeached the president. How do you think that makes the people in China and Iran, you know, think, oh, maybe he's weak? You know, they don't view the world necessarily the way we do. They have their own probably internal, you know, propaganda people telling the leaders that Trump is weak. Let's go now. So really, Democrats are undermining our country.
Well, in a way, but I think that taking out of General Soleimani sends a very clear message to those in North Korea. It sends a very clear message to those that would try to provoke and try to attack us. Now, having said that, we were attacked in Kenya by Al-Shabaab, an American military person killed along with some civilians. Makes me wonder about the African Command and what's going on there, because they should be on high alert. Having an attack pulled off at this time seems as if we didn't have our act together, right or wrong.
No, it's true. You have to be, obviously, it's got to be, everybody has to be on alert. And I think President Trump was clearly on alert when he took out Soleimani. Look, Soleimani wasn't there to have a picnic. He wasn't there to have a vacation in Iraq. He was there to cause havoc and mayhem, most likely against our embassy there following the earlier attack. So President Trump clearly made the right decision. Our military needs to be on high alert. Americans need to be high alert. Remember, see something, say something. A lot really hasn't changed when you really take a step back.
Yeah, let me look at a couple of other things here, Tom, that crossing the desk here. Michael Bloomberg has risen to third place in a new HarrisX poll nationally. I don't know if that means anything, but I throw it out there. But then I'm looking at the jobs numbers, because that's the real battle for any Democrat, whether they're in the top tier or not. Building permits up 1.4% in November. Housing starts up 3.2%. Industrial production up 1.1% in November. Capacity usage is up. Job openings were up a couple of 100,000 more than expected. And the list of economic numbers that are looking great continue to impress, to say the least. How do the Democrats try to say this is a bad economy?
Well, they can't, and that's why they seize on any opportunity. Remember how twisted it is, even killing a terrorist, to try to get some sort of political advantage. And another interesting aspect, you mentioned Bloomberg. You know, Bloomberg, just like Biden and just like former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they hate fossil fuels. They're promising to end coal and actually end the use of fracking. Well, what makes us less safe? It would be an attack on our energy. Look, we're more now energy independent because of President Trump. What are we going to do, rely on the Middle East?
Right, and that's how we got tangled up in there for decades as it is. No
Correct.
Question.
People have forgotten that. We're so much embedded in the Middle East because we have to worry about the oil and the Straits of Hormuz. We don't need that anymore. And that's why the American people need to really recognize how really bad these Democrat policies are. They want us to be dependent on Middle East oil. What sense does that make?
Yeah, exactly. And there you go. Tom, I wish a happy new year to you and your wife, Deneen. Greatly appreciate your contributions here. Look forward to a very busy 2020. I don't think it's going to get any quieter around here.
Not at all. Happy new year to you, Ivy, your family, and all your listeners.
Thank you so much, Tom. Dr. Tom Borelli here on the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. You can also give us a call to the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, to drop a comment in along the way. And again, go to stevegruber.com. You can do the same thing. Drop us a comment. We're always interested in what you have going on your side of the forest. 41 after on a Monday, Ricky Gervais. The first time I applauded an award ceremony in years and years. We'll have the sound for you next.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.